Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. I am so happy to be here tonight from all around the world. I am so happy to be here tonight. So, I want to tell you a little bit about the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artistic talents, abilities, gifts, and powerless. The Parables also offers opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, get inspired through this program. We will open your mind to share and listen. It's also important for us to state the creativities who have overcome different struggles such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disability, and highly welcome in to welcome forward and share their life stories. Our guest is tonight is Mr. James. Are you there, Mr. James?
I am. How are you today,
I'm doing great. Fantastic. And can you tell your audience where you're from?
Well, I presently reside in Toronto, Canada. Do you hear me?
All right. Thank you. And can you please tell us more about your journey as an artist in a poet and how the life as an artist?
Well, an interesting journey. You know, my overall journey started out, I was born in Trinidad and Tobago, grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been in Los Angeles, D.C., and for the majority of my younger adult life, I've been in Toronto. As far as artistry, as a kid, I was as much as I was very athletic, I also very much loved to draw and to sing and that sort of thing. My creativity didn't really come into my being until probably about 12, 13 years ago. I was teaching at a private college. So I was about to position an assignment, and this blast of inspiration came into my head. I'm going to give my students an assignment to write a poem about life or an experience in their life. And I figured if I'm going to give them an assignment, because I wasn't writing poetry, I didn't even ever thought about really writing poetry. But I figured if I'm going to give them this assignment, I'm going to write a poem myself. And that assignment led to me writing more, and it also birthed a vehicle, an open mic vehicle that's going into its 13th year now. So you know, I always say, you know, the mistress of poetry came knocking on my door, and I'm glad I answered. So,
wow, interesting. And what would you say of the accomplishment that you are proud of? Have you published any books or bit of food?
CDs? Well, I self-published my first book. My second book is about to actually come out later this month. It's called In Flow with Grace, and it's just a lot of my poetry more on the spiritual side of things. What else? Like I was mentioning, the open mic show that I started, that's going into its 13th year. So I was living in Western Canada when this all came about, and left. Instead of just taking it with me, I handed it over to the younger poets. And that's the ability to encourage people to write. There's a lot of young ones that you know, they said I've given them a blast of inspiration in regards to encouraging them to write, to form and slams, all sort of things. So, you know, for me, it's just the ability to, or the opportunity to be able to hopefully inspire people to then use their internal motivation to do what it is they want to do, whether it's with art or whether it's just simply.
Right. Interesting. And can you please tell us more about your struggles that you have overcome so far? And what's the end being you to overcome these such struggles?
Well, like I think like everyone else, I've gone through stuff, from being sexually abused as a child to, just dealing with family drama. And then growing up and, more or less having a victim mentality where I never felt worthy of love. I was constantly always seeking external acceptance, but I would never really accept it. A lot of my struggles were self-induced. But what really helped me to appreciate those struggles, because for me, it wasn't something to overcome, it was to understand it in a different way. And I had an experience back on December 17, 2001 at 1:45 in the PM, and I heard a voice, and the voice was an invitation. Are you ready to learn who you are in a different way? And that different way was a requirement for me to step within myself and really understand myself beyond the meat suit that I walk around in. So I had a couple of earth angels that helped me through that spiritual process and really unpacking a lot of my trauma and really understanding who I was at that time, who I am today. Just really doing that internal work and then shifting the perspective that I held about myself and not seeing myself as a victim and appreciating all those experiences is kind of what brought me to where I am today. So for me, the biggest thing was, one of the reasons I do what I do today is to invite people to really step inside and do that internal work and to overcome their anger and the traumas that, that they still suffer or they still allow to control them.
Nice. I kind of like that. It's very good. And would you be your advice to other poets facing similar challenges that you have managed to overcome?
Can you ask that again? Sorry.
What would you be your advice to other poets that's facing the similar challenges that you have managed to overcome?
Well, whether it's a poet or anyone, my advice to people is to, how well do you really know yourself? How well do you really understand yourself from within? How well do you understand the perceptions that you hold, how you see yourself in the world? It's not so much how the world sees you, but how do you see yourself in the world? How do you understand yourself? Do you understand when I talk about emotional maturity, when we talk about self-mastery? Because what I've learned, the only thing I have control over is actually me, some of my thoughts, but the thoughts that I put into the world. So I really only have control over my word. So when you really start understanding who you are and how you understand things and how you like to be taught or how you like to learn and what truly motivates you, and more importantly, too, what your value is, you tend to see things differently. You tend to want to look at things differently. You tend to want to have a 360 view on things as opposed to just coming from an emotional standpoint. So my advice to anyone is to, if you hear that voice or you feel that you're at that place where you don't know what else to do, I always tell people, instead of looking up, look in, turn in, look within, because the answers lie within you. But sometimes you need help to kind of clear some of the trees out of the forest so you can see.
Oh, I like that. Very inspirational. So we know that you have a poem for your audience. So can you give us one of your poems?
Well, this first piece I'm going to share with you, it's a piece that I wrote about that date that I mentioned, December 17, 2001 at 1:45 in the PM when I heard a voice. So this piece is called The Voice. It was a cold and snowy day, the kind of day where the weather reflected the unpredictability of what was. I was lost in a sea of my attention, surrounded by a fog that hosted the demons of torment. Then out of nowhere, I heard the lighthouse of your voice. I could not see, but I felt your space within. For too long, I've been trapped as a victim in the echoes of my mind, Venom coursed through my veins as toxic words fumbled with each other while impatiently waiting to be spewed. My body slammed in anguish, battered from years of being lost and blinded by rage of my victim's cry. I straddled the thin line between here and there as I swirled in my hangover of grief. My arms acted like a cane that swayed side to side, gingerly searching for a lifeline as I prayed that hope would shelter me from the turmoil of my memories. My mind was a distorted canvas of vibrant colors that housed the whirlwinds of chaos as I stood fully exposed at the crossroads of discomfort. And for a moment, my heart forgot its purpose and skipped beats as tears flooded its chambers with the waters of inevitability. At that same moment, your voice was an invitation to the door of my rebirth. I was cocooned in a placenta of the unknown as dark clouds rained a numbness of sadness. Like a deer in the headlights, I stood paralyzed, unable to run from the fight. My suffering had reached its boiling point from years of piled one-sided perceptions beneath the canopy of my forest. Psychosis or the burning bush? Either way, your voice echoed from the valley of my shadows as a lifeline to the madness of that moment. A voice I knew, a voice I know. The tenor of your words was like a sunset backdrop in the eye of my storm, a gift from the depths that provided a force field protecting my battered soul as waves gingerly crashed over me. Each served as a reminder to the spirit I am. Caught in the intersectionality of the seconds, spirit was an illusion of linear time, and I was an unbalanced hiccup of insight awaiting an audience. The gentleness of your voice revealed wonders to my discomfort. I was still unsure of how or why, but unknowingly, the process of shedding my old skin of suffering had begun. There is a beginning and an end to all life. My dash is my vault of wisdom to where my experiences are deposited and insight awaits withdrawal. It also houses your voice as a reminder that light cannot exist without the dark. I am but one drop in an ocean of drops. I'm here to now experience all things. Otherwise, this journey would be pointless and, quite frankly, boring. So until further notice, I'm celebrating every damn thing. End of poem.
Love it. And powerful. Love it and powerful. All right. And as a poet, what is like to be on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
Oh, it's an honor to anytime you get asked to share my poetry or share my thoughts and, you know, getting to know you a little bit. So, you know, I feel honored to be able to speak and hopefully have other voices hear what I have to say and maybe it might have an impact on someone. I'm always up for promoting poetry. You know, for me, poetry is a very, you know, it's not just about capturing words and making them rhyme, but it's also about having the courage to speak your truth and to share your experiences, because poetry is just another form of storytelling. And I find the more opportunities we can find to tell stories, to share our stories, the more opportunities we have to hear ourselves and other people's stories and them and ours. And when we can hear each other's stories and hear ourselves in other stories, it makes us realize we're not different. You know, we're told our whole lives how different we are. We're so different. We're not different. We just practice differently, but we all do and want the same thing. So, you know, that's kind of how I use poetry. I use poetry as a tool to hopefully invite people to step within and then also to be able to speak your truth and share your experiences, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful of life.
Nice. And I know you have another poem for your audience.
I do. This piece I'm going to share with you is probably, I don't know how many pieces I've written over the years, but this is the only time I ever felt I was actually channeling a voice from the past. Anyway, it's called How Did I Get Here? The idea of freedom eludes as my mind constantly returns to the question, how did I get here? I can no longer make sense of my circumstance as each moment looks like the last. Competing thoughts flood my mind as reality negotiates with the last of my untrusting hope. Body beyond exhaustion, fueled only by Yah's will. I now live unceded upon the unceded lands of those whose tribe has no name. Not in my time. My land lies beyond the horizon, connected only through lucid moments in my dreams. It has been many moons since I felt the dirt of my village underfoot, surrounded by the morning air as I welcomed the sunrise amber with my father. Laid lazy on the banks of the river where my grandfather swam as a boy. Rested in the safe embrace of my mother's story as my imagination came to life in the star-filled playground of the night sky. Desperation and despair are my guides in this bittersweet moment of rest. Caught in an instant of disconnect, faint voices of my ancestors bang the drums of my memories in this confusion of bondage. Forced to live as a stranger with those estranged from their ways, and we are now corralled in dis-ease as the conqueror's bounty. Is it the land that makes me hold, or the blood of those that came before? I did not choose this faith, for faith chose me to be enslaved. In this plane where time has no meaning, I endure the pain and suffering of indignity. Necessity and circumstance forge a new family of souls with whom I share this harshness. Together we witness new life and share in mistrusted laughter despite it all. Sometimes I cry and cower in shame. In respite from the yoke and whip, I take to arms in my mind against my captors. But always I laugh in my tears if only to make sense of my stolen manhood as I await my return to my birth. I sometimes wish that breath would be foreign, but my demise is still a time away, for I keep fighting from my home within. I am a descendant from the dark place that shed light upon the heavens, beholden to my past, in the void of this now, bearer of hope for a better tomorrow. And as I fight through the harshness to survive, each scar symbolizes the spilt blood of my strength and courage. So today, I lay here to rest. For tomorrow, I will face the madness yet again. To look fear in the eyes and to laugh some more. For I am still here. End of poem.
Love it, and very deep and inspirational. All right. If you were offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become her own poets, what would it be, and what steps would you recommend them to take?
Well, first of all, tell them to write as much as possible. If they're serious about poetry and literature, to really study it, to understand what poetry means, to understand the various forms of poetry. But as much as stretching yourself creatively and really dabble in a multitude of different arts, because for me, poetry is in everything. Poetry is in painting, is in sculpting. But poetry also exists in science and mathematics. So really make yourself versed in many different things, because you can then really look at life from a 360 perspective. But also there's the business of art, the business of poetry. And I think too many artists don't want to understand business. And maybe because I come from the business world, if you want to be successful as an artist, you need to understand what business is really about. And if you want to encourage people to pay for your art, then you need to understand what value you're bringing, because people don't take monies out of their pockets if they don't perceive they're getting a value. So I think if you understand business from that aspect, as well as you know, really mastering the creative side, you stand a fairly decent chance to be successful as an artist.
Thank you. Thank you for that great feedback. So I know you have another poem for your audience.
I do. Let me see what I would like to share. This is actually a new one. Well, relatively new. It's an older poem, but I've been working on it because I found a bunch of poems that I completely forgotten about. So I've been kind of playing with them lately. So this is one I just retool. It's called "I've Dreamt of a Life." I dreamt of a life not yet lived that plays out in a wondrous tale starring my unborn self. It echoes lucid waves of silence in the ripple, a void of sonic crest towards its final tumble. Into a portal of unborn stars, yesterday's thoughts crash upon the shores of my untested soul. My fears pinhole the heavens like stars in a deceptive dance. Hope acts like an accelerant, signaling the destructive creation of matter that lays the bedrock to the illusion of my insanity. In a blink, I expand the concept of me on swirling winds of my alter ego, trying to make sense of the idea that is me unrealized in time, in the loop of infinity's intent. Rainbows serenade the clouds with arcing smiles, soothing and spotlighting love and fear. We taxi on duality's runway, playing hide and seek before being whisked off to possible. Painted against a backdrop of space at odds with choices not yet made, I fight demons in the dark chasm. Falling through the void's vastness, quiet in the past, present, and future of this dream, I am a storm of kinetic thoughts brewing in a full embrace of me that clings to the strings of matter. As energy is neither here nor there, within everything and nothing of my still untested soul. End of poem.
Yes. Snap, snap, snap. Love the poem and very inspirational. All right. We know that you have another poem for your audience.
And I remember, tons people. Of yeah. I do have said? I have tons of poems, but I do have one more for you.
So. Yes, give us one more.
This one is, I would say it's a favorite, because a favorite, you know, it's like having children when you say you have one child as your favorite. But I do like this poem a lot, so just don't tell the other poems. This one is called "Her Strength is Her Beauty." She is patient with time and expects nothing, for she knows nothing happens without a choice and in the right time. She simply holds space to offer a hand for when I fall, or a shoulder for tears to waterfall. She cloaked my inner child with her unwavering spirit, but my foolish pride had me trapped in the fog of insensibility that just for a moment allowed her beauty to be absent. Only in the constant echoing of doubt did I question her resolve, for you see, her beauty is her strength, and strength is beauty. And as I stood at the threshold, hesitating at the roads that laid before, feeling alone and abandoned, I am conflicted by which path to take. I looked for courage void of fear as I searched both high and low for the strength of character that lingered in the chasm of right and left brain thinking, hoping that my choice this time would remove the rose-colored glasses that flooded me with ego's lust for balance between ignorance and blinded intelligence. She's the unspoken whisper that floats upon the trade winds, The subtle, shy slant of her eyes seductively inspire hints of untamed playfulness. The slight tilt of her head highlights her flowing braided hair and the way it partially covers her caressing moon smile. For reasons beyond my understanding, her beauty shined like never before. And as I tremble at the doorway of discomfort, she gently took my hand and placed it upon her heart. And without uttering a word, she reminded me of the flame that burns within. At that moment, her strength was her beauty, for her beauty transcended the moment and appeared as a multitude of orchestrated thoughts. Once again, I embraced her beauty to silence my own will. I accepted her feminine wiles, which unfolded beneath my feet as solid ground. And if I had the audacity to breathe in the particles of her beauty, my lungs will forever be filled, my thirst forever quenched. She invited me into my own vulnerability to see the strength of my own beauty. Together we floated on a bed of water lilies, on a river of her tears, with only imagination as our guides, as our souls frolicked and pranced in the gardens of content. She once again reminded me that alone is a construct designed to blind self. And as the day's light crept closer to revealing the night's secrets, I safely cocooned my soul into her beauty to dream dreams of shooting stars that lit up our soul's playground. We fell with the sands of time, witnessing time itself stand still, reborn into our wild and free self, to dance for the sake of the dance succulently under the stars by the light of the pale moon. For you see, her beauty is her strength, and her strength is beauty. End of poem.
Nice. I love it. I like the ending part. Very touching. Very, very touching. So, where can your audience find you at?
Well, I have a website. It's my name, Rawl, R-A-W-L-E, James, .ca. I'm also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have TikTok, but I don't use it as much. I do need to get back into it. But all my social media is under Rawl, R-A-W-L-E-I-M-I-A-M, James, J-A-M-E-S.
Nice. So make sure, people, you go out and check his work on social media, his website, his book that's scary to come out. Congratulations on your second book. Thanks. Keep exploring and continue to write for your audience. And my last one is, generation to impact the world. What advice can you impact the world with the generation?
Good question. I would just say, you know, for the next generations and the generations that are coming up, you know, because, you know, I'm a man in my 61st rotation around this sun. The only thing I can tell them, you know, even, you know, really start understanding who you are beyond these meat suits that we walk around in, and understand the spirit and the energy that we are, and we're connected to all things. The mere fact that we're all bound on this planet by gravity and the fact that we breathe the same memories we're connected. It's physical understandings will come to an end, but who we are, the energy that we are, can never be destroyed. So understand who you are, understand the true power that you have, understand the importance of this physical time, but also understand, if you want others to really embrace you, you need to understand your value and to bring value. If you bring value, people will want to open doors for you. And just have the courage to truly want to listen, to seek to understand, to ask questions, and to speak your truth. To me, Don't just speak your truth from an emotional standpoint. Speak your truth based on your experience, based on what you've studied, what you've learned. Speak your truth that's balanced with reason and logic and not just feelings, but speak your truth and write it and write it down and share it. Because a lot of people write, but not many people share. And I truly believe poems, it's great to write them, but there's a different power when you share them, when you speak them, and when you storytell. That's what connects us. So to me, just like generations before, the next generation's coming, man, tell stories and be storytellers.
Great. Love it. And great for information for that. So we just want to say thank you for coming through on the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. So meet us again on the same Podbean Live again for our next guest that's coming through. So thank you guys for coming through and listening to our beautiful poet, Mr. James. And thank you for being our guest for tonight. So once again, we'll see you guys again on another Thursday with a different artist. So we say good night to all my people. Bye.
Take care. Peace.